Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Toba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this series, this episode of A Year in the Word. I thank you so much for joining me through this journey, through A Year in the Word. Amen. We started on January the 1st, and it is my intent, God willing, God help me, to read through the entire Word of God through December the 31st, 2018. God has been gracious. He has been good. He has been merciful. He is a healer. He is a help in the time of trouble. He, as a matter of fact, he is our present help in the time of trouble. His name is great and so powerful that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run in and are safe. Glory be to God. Happy Monday, amen. And in this episode of A Year in the Word, we are reading from 1 Corinthians chapters 11 and 12. 1 Corinthians chapters 11 and 12. I won't be before you very long, amen. You'll be able to go ahead and enjoy your day soon, amen. But it is so important that we start our day and even end our day and have a sprinkling throughout our day of the Word of God and prayer. Amen. Scripture tells us that we should pray without ceasing, that men ought always to pray and not to cease, never to stop. Oh, we give glory to God because he loved us with an everlasting love that has no conditions at all. No matter what we've ever done, he still loves us. And he knew before we did it that we were going to do those things. And yet he loves us still and has purposed us in the earth for greatness. Every single one of you, all your family members, no matter what you've thought of yourself or others that are around you, every human being that God has created, and he has created them all, are purposed for greatness. Glory to God. Amen. We come into his presence that he might show us who we are and who he is in our lives, and that we might be pushed and maneuvered back into our right positioning so that we might be that we were destined to be from the very beginning. Amen. The Lord loves each and every one of you. He loves you no matter what's happening in your life right now, no matter what the enemy has said about you, no matter what others have said about your future. It is not true. Amen. God has purposed you for greatness. He has, and he is the authority. Glory to God. There is no greater power than he is, and no other name whereby we must be saved but the name of Jesus. We give glory and honor to the Lord on today. Let's pray. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we humble ourselves before you right now, oh God, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace. We thank you, Lord God, for your healing. We thank you, Lord God, for miracles. We thank you, Lord God, for suddenlies in our lives. We thank you, Lord God, for the formation of breakthroughs right now in the name of Jesus. We give glory and honor to you, Lord God, most of all, for this great salvation that you formed in the earth, for the gift, Lord God, that you have in your hand, reaching out to all men that they might receive you into their own as their Lord and as their Savior. Receive this gift of reconciliation back to the Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord God, make us, mold us, shape us, help us. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, forgive us, oh God. Oh, Lord God, of every sin of commission and omission, Lord God, we humble ourselves before you, Lord God, that you might remake us, reshape our thinking, Lord God. We have gone through things that in this life that has hardened us, Lord, so that we cannot see and we cannot hear. Lord God, heal our hearing, heal our sight, Lord God, heal our pain and our sorrows, Lord God, so that we can see you. So, Lord God, so we can hear you beckoning, so that we can feel your power in the midst of us all. Great is your salvation in us. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, with your mighty hand, bring forth salvation, Lord God, in this hour throughout the airwaves, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, restore, renew, revive, regenerate right now. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, repair the breach, Lord God. In Jesus' name, and bring us back to the place, Lord God. Oh, Lord, where we love you most. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, where we're sitting at your feet beckoning, Lord God, for you to teach us. Where we're sitting at your feet, Lord God, just wanting more and more and more of you. Jesus, we need more of you, Lord God. Today, Lord God, this hour, we need you, Lord God, to move on our behalf. Oh, Father, open our eyes, open our ears, open our hearing, open our hearts. Lord God, even now as we read the word of God, teach us, Lord. Give us revelations from on high, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, and set our spirit so that we can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking, even in this hour, in this point in time, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless you and deliver in the midst of your people. Lord God, in Jesus' name I pray. I am reading and you're hearing from 1 Corinthians chapters 11 and 12. I'm reading from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. And we shall commence reading, even we shall begin, even right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We give him glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now I praise you, brethren, that you remember in all things and keep the traditions just as I delivered them to you. But I want you to know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of woman is man, and the head of Christ is God. Every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonors his head. But every woman who prays or prophesies with her head uncovered, dishonors her head. For that is one and the same as if her head were shaved. For if a woman is not covered, let her also be shorn. But if it is shameful for a woman to be shorn or shaved, let her be covered. For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, since he is the image and glory of God. But woman is the glory of man. For man is not from woman, but woman from man. Nor was man created for the woman, but woman for the man. For this reason, the woman ought to have a symbol of authority on her head because of the angels. Nevertheless, neither is man independent of woman, nor woman independent of man in the Lord. For as woman came from man, even so man also comes through woman. But all things are from God. Judge among yourselves. Is it proper for a woman to pray to God with her head uncovered? Does not even nature itself teach you that if a man has long hair, it is a dishonor to him? But if a woman has long hair, it is a glory to her, for her hair is given her for a covering. But if anyone seems to be contentious, we have no such custom, nor do the churches of God. Now, in giving these instructions, I do not praise you, since you come together not for the better, but for the worse. For first of all, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are divisions among you, and in part I believe it. For there must also be factions among you, that those who are approved may be recognized among you. Therefore, when you come together in one place, it is not to eat the Lord's supper. For in eating, each one takes his own supper ahead of others, and one is hungry and another is drunk. What? Do you not have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and shame those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I do not praise you. For I received from the Lord that which delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together for one another, but if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, lest you come together for judgment, and the rest I will set in order when I come. Now concerning spiritual gifts. Brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away to these dumb idols, however you were led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences in ministries, but the same Spirit. There are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. To one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit. To another, the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healings by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into the one Spirit. For in fact the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole body were hearing, where would be the smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body, just as he pleased. And if they were all one member, where would the body be? But now indeed there are many members, yet one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nor much rather those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor. And our unpresentable parts have greater modesty. Presentable parts have no need. But God composed the body, having given greater honor to that part which lacks it, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are one body of Christ and members individually, and God has appointed these in the church: first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, administrations, varieties of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Do all have the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But earnestly desire the best gifts, and yet I show you a more excellent way. I have read and you have heard from 1 Corinthians chapters 11 through 12. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. God bless you. God keep you. God anoint you in the name of Jesus. Until next time, I hope you will continue with me on this journey through a year in the word. Amen.